Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Joining us on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline is host of Brewers Extra Innings, also doing Brewers warm-up for us tonight.
Busy man.
Dom Catronio. Hello, Dom.
Hello, guys. How we doing?
Hey, got to give you props. I know that Nick Mears, the reliever from the Colorado Rockies, who is now a Milwaukee Brewer, he was on your radar for a potential trade target. You got him. What makes this guy so great?
I got lucky, man. So the comparison I made on Friday when they made the move, or Saturday when they made the move, was, hey, I know some folks may see a 5.5 ERA and be like, psh, come on, why are you so excited about this guy? Well, Jeff Passan, ESPN reporter, put it perfectly when he shared the news. Hey, this may seem like a weird move, but he has a very bloody baseball savant page. What we mean by that is baseball savant's kind of the advanced stat website that all of us use here in baseball. And when it's red, there's a bunch of sliders that tell you if you're in a higher percentile of all these advanced stats, the darker red it gets. And he called it bloody because it's so red of how elite his stuff is. The problem is he plays for the Colorado Rockies. He's pitching at altitude. It's hard to pitch at altitude. So his stuff should perform better here. He also revealed to us in the media yesterday he had been tipping his pitches in the first half and didn't know it. It was a friend of a friend that let him know that he was kind of showing what he was throwing before he actually threw it. So no one in the organization had caught it, and that's part of the reason why he had such an inflated ERA early in the year.
But you definitely caught. I saw you got retweeted by Flamin' Hot Takes. That's got to be a nice tip of the cap to you for calling this one out early.
I mean, sometimes you get it right. You throw enough things at a wall, you get one. I talked
Blind
to Matt
squirrel.
Arnold actually. I talked to Matt Arnold about it actually yesterday before the Ryan Braun ceremony. I was like, thanks for making me look smart. He's like, no, you're doing the good work for us, making us look smart, but given you're on something like that. So it was a really cool weekend.
So what do we think? Deadline is tomorrow afternoon-ish, like 5 p.m. tomorrow. Are we done, you think?
I don't think they're done. I know. You know, talking to Matt, talking to some other people around the industry, the price right now for starting pitching is still ridiculous. And basically, everyone is sort of anticipating this being a wacky up to the midnight oil kind of trade deadline, right up to 5 o'clock. Now, we can hear moves that happen after that. Just the official paperwork has to be sent into the league office by that time. So I could still see the Brewers adding a rental starting pitcher. I don't think they're going to get a bat. I just don't see room on the roster, nor is there enough out there to grab.
Did anyone else in the division do anything, like the Cardinals or the Cubs or anybody?
The Cubs made a move yesterday that was very interesting. They traded Christopher Morel, their third baseman who swings hard. He was their leading home run hitter, to the Rays for Isak Paredes, who's a good hitter, don't get me wrong. But the Cubs also sent two prospects over to the Rays. And the joke in baseball is like, before you even hear the details, it's like, the Rays made a trade. Oh, I love this trade for the Rays. Who did they get? It's just, the Rays always win these things, and time will tell. But Isak Paredes has multiple years of control, but the Cubs sent three players to Tampa. So everyone's like, wait, why would you do that? But otherwise, you're right. The Pirates haven't done anything to help their offense. The Cardinals haven't done anything to help their bullpen or their starting rotation or their offense. It's going to kind of hold with bated breath these next 48 hours or so.
Hey, Dom, real quick before we let you go, Ryan Braun, of course, memorialized into the Brewers Walk of Fame over the weekend. One of my favorite quotes was from former GM Doug Melvin, who said, it's paraphrasing, but essentially he'll sometimes on the evenings just put out a whiskey, put on Braun's YouTube highlights, and quote, I'm drunk at the end of the night. Is that a good way to spend a weekend, is just having a few whiskeys and watching Braun highlights?
There's so much to go through, right? Doug Melvin was great. Known Doug a very long time. I also love the line. It was a story told, I believe, by Billy Hall. And Billy told the story that when Ryan Braun arrived for his, like, signing day, you know, when he was drafted and you do all the pomp and circumstance and you get to go hit batting practice on the field with the guys, he goes up to Carlos Lee. Carlos Lee in 2005 is like, don't worry, buddy, you're going to have protection in this lineup pretty soon. And little did we know, 2 years later, Rookie of the Year shows up.
Dom Catronio, he'll be on at 6 o'clock tonight before the Brewers game. Thanks, Dom.
Thank you, guys.
7:50.